final frontier.
Hey, Galileo. What you doing? Looking for your home planet?
No, we're just scoping out the universe. Hey, I think I see Saturn.
Are you sure?
Well, it's got yellow rings. Check it out.
Cody, that's McDonald's.
No way. They opened one up on Saturn? Those dudes are everywhere.
SATs. I made a great breakfast for you. Bacon, eggs, toast, oatmeal, muffins.
Mom, it's a college entrance exam. You don't get points for being bloated.
But you have to have a good breakfast. This is an important test.
No, no, no. Not important. Critical. Essential. Vital.
Lena, relax. At least have a muffin. You'll get a good score.
Good? Good is for losers. I need great. Otherwise, I won't get into an Ivy League school, and I'll just be another uneducated nincompoop who is a drain on society. You know, like Frank's kids.
Is that a no on the muffin?
Goodbye, Mother.
Okay, just remember, relax.
Carol? Mm-hmm. Carol, that's it. I have had it. Everybody in this house is taking my clothes without asking my permission, and I'm getting real tired of it. If this keeps up, I'll be walking around here buck naked.
I have no problem with that. Buck.
No, come on, honey. This is serious. I just looked in my closet, and all my sweatshirts are gone. My Packers sweatshirt, my Brewers sweatshirt.
Frank, I'm sure they'll turn up.
Hey, Dad.
Hey. What's the big idea? Taking my sweatshirts without asking my permission.
It's not your sweatshirt, Dad. It's mine.
No, it's not.
Then how come I found it in my closet?
Here's my theory. You're a thief.
Hi, Mom. What's for breakfast?
Honey, that's my dress. I mean, it's my sweater. I'm...
Get her, Dad. She's a thief. Show no mercy.
I can take care of this. Thank you. Karen,
let's go
in my room. And... Wait a minute. Get back here, you guys. I know where you live.
Karen, you do know that this is Frank's sweater.
Yeah. Cool, huh?
Karen, you don't even like my clothes.
Yes, I do. Just not on you. On me, they look great.
Carol, say something.
Karen, you look great.
Thanks, Mom. Oh, Frank, do you have a denim shirt?
I have no idea.
Well, if you don't, could you get one? I have a date on Friday, and I know I'd look great in it.
Hi, I'm Dana Foster. I'm here to take the SAT.
How nice for you. We give SATs here.
Oh, I get it. You're just trying to loosen me up because I'm nervous.
Actually, I'm just here for the overtime, and I really don't give a hoot about your emotional state.
You're one of the 1,000 points of light, aren't you?
No way, dude. It was gravity the whole time. Hey, Dana.
Doing here? And don't tell me it's to take the SAT.
Wow, that was gonna be my answer. Kinda stuck now.
I don't get it. Why would a guy who blows up stumps for a living want to take the SAT?
Well, you see, once a month I try to do something that I've never done before. Like last month, I ate nothing but peaches for an entire week. By the way, that is not a good idea.
Thanks, tip.
Thanks. You're pretty good at this, huh?
Hey,
feel good about stealing Frank's clothes. I'm gonna get caught. I always get caught. I think I'll save some time and turn myself in now.
Listen, you little wuss. You're a witness. You can't back out now.
And what if I do?
We'll kill you and bury you in the backyard.
Let's pick him clean.
Think he'll notice if I take his red jacket?
Please, how will he know? Oh, no, he wired it!
Every man for himself!
Oh, no, you don't. Okay, you little rag pickers. From now on, anybody wants to borrow my clothes has to ask permission first.
Great. Can I borrow your red jacket?
No. Anybody else?
You made your point, Dad.
Good.
Here you go, Frank. I borrowed these.
You borrowed my boxer shorts?
Yeah. All the girls are wearing them now. We just stitch up the fly.
That explains the little timing problem I had with the plaid ones last week. Okay, go, go, go. Come on, get.
Hardback, paperback.
Uh-oh, somebody put a mystery in the travel and leisure section.
Was that the mailman? I thought I heard the mailman. Was it the mailman?
Honey, I know you're anxious about your SAT scores, but it's only been 3 weeks.
I'm not anxious. I just have a healthy curiosity. I thought it was the mailman.
Okay, everybody. Mail's here.
Get me that! Go! Bill! Here we go, SAT!
Dana, would you mind reading your mail somewhere else?
Sure. Well. Got a total score of 1270.
Yes!
1270? Dana, that's great.
It's okay.
Okay. It says here that your score puts you in the 91st percentile. Do you know what that means? It means if you were walking down the street and you passed 100 people, you would have done better than 91 of them.
No, I guess it's not such a bad score.
Hey, is the mail here? Oh, I'm expecting my George Hamilton home tanning kit.
No tanning kit today, Cody. But your SAT scores are here.
Oh, you mean you get a score? Cool.
So, Code Man, how'd you do?
I don't know. Oh, is a 650 good?
A 650? A 650?
Dana.
Okay. Cody, here's what a 650 means. Say you're walking down the street and you pass 100 people. You probably did better than 7 of them.
Well, don't feel bad, Cody. How many times in your life are you going to pass 100 people?
Thanks, Uncle Frank. At least I got a 670 on this other part.
What other part? You said you got a 650.
Yeah, I got a 650 on the verbal. And I got a 670 on the math, see?
Are you saying you got a 1320 total score?
Yeah.
Give me that.
Cody, you got a 670 on the math? That's awesome.
Yeah, well, Dana's a real math whiz. I mean, she figured out that 1320 business just like that.
This is insane! I got beaten by a guy who thinks there's a McDonald's on Saturn. I don't get it.
Allow me to explain. If you passed 100 people on a street, 9 of them would have done better than you, and 1 of them would have been the code man. Oh!
Thank you. Frank.
Hey, Coat. Want a little watermelon?
No, thanks, Uncle Frank. I'm too perturbed for fruit.
Peach is acting up on you again?
I wish you were that simple.
Hey, what's the problem? I thought you'd be happy getting such a great SAT score.
How can I be happy? If I'm as smart as that test says I am, I gotta re-examine a few things.
I think we all do.
Face it, Uncle Frank. I'm a condemned man. I mean, hey, I know it's unfair, but when people know you have a brain, they just naturally expect you to use it.
And this bothers you.
Bothers me? It's a nightmare. I'm gonna have to give up demolition. I have to make some major contribution to mankind, like be a scientist or a doctor. Oh, please, Uncle Frank, don't let him make me a brain surgeon.
I'll do my best, Cody. And that can be my contribution.
Thank you, Uncle Frank.
Come on, Mom, hurry up. Let's get going.
Where are you going?
To buy a book of practice SATs. Jane is having a little difficulty coming to terms with her scores, so, and this is the really sick part, she insists on taking them again.
And you are taking it again, too. I refuse to believe that a cheesehead like you can do better on this test than me.
She doesn't do gracious well.
What do you think, Uncle Frank? Should I take that test again?
That's your call, Cody. I wouldn't make a decision like that for another man till I walked a mile in his shoes.
Well, if you think that'll help. But I wouldn't walk more than a mile in that left one. It's got a nail in it.
Take to add up a couple of SAT scores.
Stop bothering me or I'll take off points for rudeness.
Boy, is she strict.
Okay, here they are. Dana, you'll be happy to know that you got a total score of 1350.
1350? Yes! Justice prevails. Eat my dust, Code Man.
Dana, you really shouldn't gloat.
After what I've been through, I think I have earned the right to gloat.
No, Dana, I mean you really shouldn't gloat. Cody, I have no rational explanation for this, but you received a total score of 1,400.
What?
1,400? I did better. No, it's like my brain has a mind of its own. I don't believe this is happening to me.
You mean Ling Ling here still did better than me?
I'm afraid so.
Well, who cares about the stupid test anyway?
Oh, sure. How do you think I feel? I'm the one who's stuck being a brain surgeon.
Oh, I wouldn't take up golf just yet, Cody.
Oh, great. Now I gotta learn how to play golf, too.
Lincoln Elementary School, honor roll. Big deal. Fifth grade. Dana Foster is an extremely gifted child. Ha!
Dana, what are you doing?
Throwing out all the lies I've been fed all my life. Look at this. Second grade, straight A's. What a crock.
Come on, Dana, stop.
Mom, Cody scored 50 points better than me. Cody.
I understand, but...
Co-D.
What difference does it make what Cody got on his SATs? All that matters is what you did, and you did very well.
Very well isn't good enough. Not for somebody who's been getting straight A's since the first grade. When it comes to school, I have to be the best.
Why?
Because I have to. It's who I am. Karen is the pretty one. I am the smart one.
Actually, I always thought Mark was a smart one.
Perfect. I have no identity at all.
Yes, you do. You are Dana Foster. You are a smart girl, but not the smartest girl in the whole world. And you're a pretty girl, but not the prettiest girl in the whole world. Is this supposed to make me feel better? Honey, you are just putting too much pressure on yourself, and if you keep this up, you're going to drive yourself crazy.
What are you saying? I shouldn't try to do my best?
No, you should try to do your best, but just stop trying to be perfect. Nothing is perfect. I don't know where you got the idea that things could be perfect.
From you!
Me?
Mom, you alphabetized the soups.
Well, they're easier to find.
You ironed my underwear.
Well, in case you're ever in an accident, it would reflect on both of us.
Mother.
Okay, okay, you're right. You come by it honestly. But would you do me a favor, hmm? Just ease up and accept that your very best is good enough. Because it's more than good enough for me.
Are you straightening my hair?
No. I was, but I'll work on it.
Still mad at me?
No, I was never really mad at you. I was just mad at myself, and I was taking it out on you.
Oh, I know how that is. One time I was working on my motorcycle, and I couldn't get it started, so I kicked it. And it started.
Cody, what does that have to do with what we're talking about?
I don't know. What are we talking about?
I don't know why I'm doing this, but here. I brought you a gift. It's the Langley College catalog.
Oh, man. That's right. I have to go to college. Bummer.
What's wrong with going to college?
Well, I have to give up demolition. I love demolition. It's a great job. I mean, nobody gets mad at you for wrecking stuff because your job is wrecking stuff. Yeah?
So keep your job and just take a class or two to see how you like college.
No way. That's how they get you hooked. You take one class and you do well in it. Before you know it, they're saying, Dr. Codeman to surgery. Dr. Codeman to surgery, please.
Cody, nobody is saying you have to be a brain surgeon. In fact, I'm begging you not to. With test scores like yours, you should at least give college a shot. Think of it as an adventure. Like that peaches thing.
Yeah, I guess it couldn't be any worse than that. I mean, by day three,
Cody!
I was...
Please, no details.
Get in, sit in. Don't say a word. I want to talk to everybody at once. Carol, Karen, Mark, come down, please. A family meeting.
What's going on? I think he's mad because someone took his stuff again.
What's wrong, Frank?
I'll tell you what's wrong. After all my complaints, after my security measures, somebody is still taking my things without my permission. And I'm going to ask a very direct question. I want a very direct answer. Where are my sunglasses? Thank you.